Welcome back, everybody, to episode 9 of the RPL podcast. Now, do you remember what we talked about last week with the Titans outbreak? Now, it turns out they weren't the only team to have been impacted by the COVID virus, COVID-19. The Patriots and their star quarterback, Cam Newton, who they got in the offseason this year for a very cheap price of $1 million, about $1 million. He tested positive for COVID-19 on Friday. Now, he didn't play on Monday night's game. Originally, the game was scheduled for Sunday night, but he got COVID-19, so they thought they tested everybody, and they had a couple false positives. Everything was fine. So it was just Cam. And then, so they play on Monday night, and they get absolutely killed by the Chiefs. Jared Stidham throws two picks. Brian Hoyer throws another one. This makes sense why Bill Belichick didn't go for another quarterback in the offseason, got Cam Newton and didn't stick with Jared Stidham. Clearly, Stidham isn't the answer. Throwing two picks and got benched for Brian Hoyer. Now, I'm not saying Brian Hoyer is a bad quarterback or anything. He's not great for the NFL. But he's a pretty decent backup. Now, it looks like Cam will be back for next week's game. But, you know, they had to postpone this Steelers-Titans game to week 7, when the Ravens normally have their bye. So, the Steelers and Titans both had their bye this week, and the Ravens are having their bye on week 7 instead of week 8. Now, Cam Newton, with this, now the Patriots weren't the only other team who were believed to have a COVID-19 outbreak. The Saints had the fullback test positive, and there were some concerns there, but turned out it was a false positive. Now, what's going on with all these false positives? You know, you can't really have a good NFL season if you don't know. That's trying to help not prevent people from getting COVID-19, especially if you're not in a bubble, with false positives popping up everywhere. And if there's a false positive, is there a potential to be a false negative? If there's a false negative, then, you know, everything goes down the drain. Everybody gets COVID-19. You know, luckily nobody, we saw what happened with one person got COVID-19 on the Vikings. 16 players and staff got it from one player. It's like a chain. One player gets it, another player in contact gets it. That guy might be in contact with, let's say he's the quarterback. He's in the quarterback room. Backup quarterback, third string quarterback. He has it. Quarterback coach probably also gets it. Head coach gets it. You know, if you're talking with your head coach, head coach might get it. So, you know, you got to be really, very careful of that. And Washington canceled their free agent practices this week because of COVID-19 concerns. So if one team gets it, luckily a couple people in the Vikings, I believe, did get COVID, but it wasn't as big as the Titans. So it looks like they are able to handle it they're handling it really well. Everything was going, it was pretty smooth sailing until this week when Titans got it because of one player. So the NFL has to try to figure out how they can stop. If one person doesn't obey the protocols, it's jeopardizing everything that the NFL has tried to do. Now, another thing that's helping not get COVID-19 is coaches wearing masks, like Sean McVay, John Gruden. The NFL is trying to help that by fining those coaches. You know, hopefully money will get involved, but, you know, sometimes it's just the passion of the game that you really care about. Now, I was going into some of the Chiefs game and Patriots. If you want to hear more about that game and all the other NFL games, my reactions to them, please stick around at this quick sponsor break. Welcome back, everybody, from that quick sponsor break. Now, as we said before, we'll go into my reactions and predictions from this week's and next week's game. Let's start out with the Thursday night game. Denver Jets. Let's just say Jets are looking like the worst team in football right now. Broncos beat the Jets by a score of 37-28, and New York is 0-4 in two straight seasons for the first time in NFL history. So that's not good. Most teams that are 0-4, you know, you gotta win 10 games in a row after this. You know, maybe, and with COVID-19, your bye week might be jeopardized. Or pushed back to later. And many people are saying that the Jets are going to be one of the worst team in football and draft Trevor Lawrence in the 2021 draft in April next year. This win was also the first win for the Broncos. Now, my scoring wasn't quite right. I'm not expecting a lot of this to be right. I hope it's close, but I'm not expecting it to be right. I know I got three games on the score correct. I got the win, though, for the Broncos correct. And Jerry, and another thing for the Jets, they lost to the third-string quarterback. You know, Drew Lock was out with a shoulder injury. First-string quarterback. Blake Bortles got benched for Brian Rippon. Brian Rippon is the third-string quarterback. This is Brian Rippon's first start ever in the NFL. Next game, Chargers-Bucks. Bucks are hot after that week one loss to the Saints. Tom Brady had 5 touchdown passes, which is the first time in a game since week one in 2017 for Brady. Now, he did throw pick 6, which is seeming to be a problem for Brady. They were in the red zone. Really bad read to Mike Evans. Chargers and the rookie Justin Herbert. Justin Herbert looks like he might be a offensive rookie of the year candidate, possibly offensive rookie of the year. Now the Chargers came up short. Now Herbert, which is really interesting, is Herbert was in high school when Tom Brady won his first Super Bowl. So you're going from watching this man in high school, thinking it'd be great if I could play against him, to in your rookie season playing against the GOAT. That's just amazing. Next game, Seahawks Dolphins. Seahawks are 4-0 for the second time in NFL history, which was 2013. They beat the Dolphins by a score of 31-23. Fitzmagic played pretty well. They hung in there for a little bit, but you know, everybody knew they weren't gonna get it done. My scoring was also off on this one, but I did get the win. So far I am 2-0, but got the scoring wrong. Vikings Texans. This game, either some you were most likely going to come out one of these 0-4 teams, one of 0-3 teams going into the week was going to become 1-3. Vikings did it by beating the Texans by a score of 31-23. Now, guess what? This just proves that the Texans needed DeAndre Hopkins. DeAndre Hopkins was the lead man for the Texans going into the year, last year, Pro Bowler. And it looks like he led this team to the playoffs. Deshaun Watson did help. And he's been scrambling for his life back there in the pocket because he has no one to throw to, and he has no blockers. Saints Lions. Saints are now 2-2 on the year, while the Vikings fell to 1-3, 35-29 final score. This was a, we got the score almost right for the Saints, not too much for the Lions. But this is the Lions' sixth straight game in which they've led by 10-plus points. But then ultimately, they lost. So, that's not good for them. But Drew Brees hasn't been looking like Drew Brees out there. Playing sloppy football. Not throwing great reads. Next game. How about dumb Cowboys? Dak Prescott had an amazing game with 450-plus pass yards in three straight NFL games, which is an NFL record. Now, Browns won 49-38. Cowboys are now tied for second place in the NFC East. They're tied with the Washington football team, and they are the first team in the NFC East is the Eagles. It is a very much open division right now, for so anyone could come up, except for the Giants, come and snag the win. Now, what was really funny was, so, Odell Beckham had a rushing touchdown at the 50-yard line after Dak Prescott looked like he was having a comeback, like week two against Atlanta. But, you know, with a really bad onside kick from Greg Zuerlein, didn't go that way. The Browns got the ball at the 50-yard line. Had a little trick play out to the right. Odell Beckham flip pass and ran. There was a couple defenders who missed like wide open tackles to get Odell Beckham. I was extremely happy about this loss. Mostly because, you know, I hate the Cowboys. Because they're in the NFC East with the Washington team. But we'll go on to the next game. Bengals, Jaguars, 33-25 Bengals. Joe Burrow notched his first career win in the NFL. Something that, you know, Dwayne Haskins didn't get till the Lions in, what, week 11 was last year? So, pretty good stunt. Now, it was against the Jaguars. But, you know, the Jaguars, they almost beat a 3-0 team. In week two, they didn't beat the 3-0 team, but they almost did. Now, Joe Burrow played really well. He had 350 yards, a pick, and a touchdown. Joe Mixon, on the other hand, 185 rushing yards, 40 fantasy points. You know, luckily I didn't have to go up against him in fantasy, but he played like a monster. Cardinals, Panthers. You know, everybody was saying, I know some people were saying, Kyler Murray is going to be the MVP, and he might lead the Cardinals to a super to maybe be decent this year. Well, so far it's not looking like that. Now they did beat two really good teams, one really good team and one team, in San Francisco and Washington to start the year 2-0. But guess what? The team that they were projected to beat by, you know, a lot more points, they got stomped by. Panthers lost by 10 points. And they don't even have Christian McCaffrey. Now, on the Panthers, on the other hand, they've went 2-0 in the past two games without McCaffrey. Cardinals, step up your game, man. Giants, Rams. Giants, 0-4 on the season, scored 9 points. LA is 11-4 since losing the Super Bowl in 2017. Rams scored 17 points, 3-1, tied for. They're in second place in the NFC West. Washington Ravens. Lamar did amazing. 20-plus points in 27 straight games, which is the longest active streak in the NFL. The Ravens did that. Washington looked like they were might have a comeback at the last 2 minutes of the game. That's when they really started getting going. But their defense could not hold Lamar Jackson and that Ravens offense. And Ron Rivera, Scott Turner, and Dwayne Haskins, all they're doing is throwing checkdown passes. Checkdowns don't win the game. But, you know, we were seeing some really good things from rookie running back Antonio Gibson. Lucky, he was a third-round steal. Bills, Raiders. Bills Mafia narrowly take the win. 30-23. They are now first in the AFC East. And they are 4-0 for the first time since 2008. Raiders, they played, they stuck in there. But, you know, if you stay in there, it doesn't really matter unless you win. Colts, Bears. Colts beat the Bears 11-19. And he allowed 28 rushing yards, which is the fewest in a game since 2009. Picked up Nick Foles. And since that week one loss in week one, they've been on a roll. Plowing through teams since that week one loss to Jacksonville. Phillip Rivers isn't necessarily playing like himself, but he's playing better. He's playing better since earlier in the season. Patriots, Chiefs. Like I said in the last segment, Patriots need Cam Newton. You know, Chiefs have, they've had three picks. So the Chiefs defense had 20 fantasy points, I believe. Pat Mahomes didn't necessarily have an amazing game, but he played really well. He played not Pat Mahomes well, but well for any other quarterback. Chiefs have won 9 of the last 10 games by 10-plus points, and that's including the playoffs. Finally, Monday Night Football got Packers taking on the Falcons. You know, Aaron Rodgers is looking like, his playoff self. MVP for himself, 2011. The 5 touchdown passes. And he was on fire, if I may say so myself. Falcons fall 0-4. Pack Nation, 4-0. Also, Tonya, 3 receptions, 3 receiving touchdowns. Tied most by Green Bay tight end in the Super Bowl era. So, if you want to listen to my predictions for next week, because I've picked some pretty good teams this week, stick around while I do that. I think I did really well for myself in terms of predictions. I believe I only got a couple wrong out of 15 games. So, we'll go over my predictions for week 6. Starting off with the short week, on Thursday night we have Bucks, Bears, Brady, Foles, Super Bowl matchup, rematch, quarterbacks. Now, you know, don't think Nick Foles can get it done again, unless they call another trick play. I hope Godwin can play. Godwin is a very big factor for this Buccaneers defense, and I think it will be a very large factor in this game. If Godwin plays, I think they'll win by plus 10 points. If he doesn't, I think they still do win, but it's a lot closer. Godwin is a very key component for this game. Bengals, Ravens. Ravens are stomping over Joe Burrow and the Cincinnati Bengals. Joe Burrow won't be able to enjoy his victories for too much longer because they won't have many more. Ravens are coming off a monster win against the Washington football team. Now, I think they'll win again by roughly the same. A little more, though. because I think Washington is much better than the Bengals this year.
Bills, Titans. One of these teams is going to fall. Two
is going to lose their first game. And now, Bills, they're hot.
4-0.
Titans, depending on how if they have more players with on COVID, they've also been out a week. They've had time to rest, but they haven't been practicing because of COVID. So, I think Bills are going to win. They have the momentum. Tennessee doesn't. Derek, I think it will be close. Maybe like a 3-point difference. But, Bills, Titans, you don't want to miss that game. Eagles, Steelers. Steelers. They're going to crush. And I mean crush the Eagles. Eagles. They come up with a win against the 49ers. But they did also lose the team with no name. And the LA Rams, who are also, who are pretty good. Not going to lie. But, you know, just going to make that. So, Steelers win 20 points. Jets, Cardinals. Cards get their first win in 2 weeks, moving to 3-2, while the Jets fall 2-0-5. Now, I'm going to say Cardinals win 30-10. Next game, we have Raiders and Chiefs. Chiefs 4-0 coming off a win against the Patriots. Raiders 2-0 coming off against a loss against the Bills. Now, it was a very close loss against the Bills. But I think Patrick Mahomes will beat the Raiders by a score of 15 points. Jags, Texans. People are probably going to be really mad at this. And it might not be correct. But, Jags win. Now, Texans, they're not hot at all. I think, to be fair, neither are the Jaguars. But they have a win. Texans, they don't. Now, to be fair, the Texans have played some decent teams. The reigning Super Bowl champs in New England. In Kansas City, in week one on Thursday Night Football. Next, they played Pittsburgh. Lost that game. And then last week, they lost to the Vikings, who were almost equally bad as the Texans. But Jaguars come away with the win by 3 points. Panthers, Falcons. Falcons lose to the Panthers, moving to 0-5. Panthers, 3-2. They'll win three games in a row without Christian McCaffrey. Rams, Washington. Rams beat Washington. No, Washington beats Rams. 10-7. Get Chase Young back this week, hopefully. So that's a really deciding factor. Next, Dolphins 49ers. 49ers back, bounce back against the Dolphins. Moving to 3-2 on the year. Going to tie second place against the Rams, 4 in the NFC West. Giants, Cowboys. Now, I'm going to be completely honest here. Want the Giants to win this one. Want the Cowboys to lose this one. But, no, then at the Cowboys win 20-10. Colts, Browns. Browns coming off monstrous win against the Cowboys and Dak Prescott. Their defense didn't play too well second half.
Now, the Colts are also coming off a win against the Bears. Browns win, though. So, Browns win by score of, by 7 points. Broncos, Patriots. If the Patriots can get Cam Newton back, they win this game 27-10. They don't get this game back, they lose 17-10. Cam Newton is a very big part of this offense now. If they don't have him, doubt they win. Vikings, Seahawks. Seahawks ruin the Vikings' parade of one win. Moving to 5-0 in the year, staying first in the NFC West. Chargers, Saints. Chargers win. I think Justin Herbert, he's a phenomenal talent. And the Saints, unless Drew Brees can just go back to old Drew Brees, they're not winning this game. Those are all my predictions for Week 5. So, please stick around for the next segment where we will discuss my reactions to some of the college football games and my predictions for the college football games for next week. So, in this segment of the RPO podcast, we'll go over my reaction to a couple of the college football games that I felt were really big and more important. First, we have Florida taking on South Carolina. Kyle Trask is looking like a phenomenal QB. The final score was 38-24. Florida now is fourth in the NCAA power rankings. I'm expecting them to play a lot better than against South Carolina this week. So that was a little off. But, you know, you got the win. Texas, TCU. This is a big game. So it came down to the final. TCU ended up winning. They beat ranked 22nd Texas 33-31. But they were at like a 2 yard line. And they ran up the middle and they fumbled the ball right at the 2 for the win. Like, so TCU beat Texas. Tennessee, Missouri. Tennessee ranked 14th now after the 35-12 win over Missouri. Now, Missouri, to be fair, isn't a very good college football team. But, you know, it's a win to win. And Tennessee historically hasn't been too good in the SEC. And they've won 2 games. So there's that. Memphis, SMU. So SMU had the lead coming out. They ended up winning 30-27. Ranking 18th in the power rankings. But Memphis was staging a comeback. So, yeah. They didn't end up winning because they didn't play well until they started coming back. But it doesn't matter it doesn't matter how you start, it matters how you finish. Texas A&M versus Bama. Bama is now second ranked, and Texas A&M fell from 15-21. 52-24. I feel like Alabama could have played so much better. To be honest, it was a little disappointing. Alabama's cornerbacks were like, we couldn't get to the quarterback. No. First half defense, we didn't allow any points after the first half. But our first half was like, this is bad for Bama. And we only had like 14 points going in the halftime lead. That's like losing by 14 going in the halftime. In my perspective. Oklahoma State, though, you know, they played phenomenal against Kansas, holding them to 7 points in their 47-7 victory. Virginia Tech narrowly defeated Duke 38-31.
Nail biter till the very end. Georgia stomped all over Auburn. Now ranked third in power rankings. And Auburn, not playing like themselves, especially after Georgia didn't play too great in their opener. In the offensive line, they didn't play good. It was like a miracle. Oklahoma, Iowa State. Oklahoma got upset again. This time by ranked 24th Iowa State by a score of 30-37. LSU looking back like, oh, LSU. 14-41-7 against Vanderbilt. It is Vanderbilt, but it is a win. Virginia, Clemson. Clemson, what are you doing? You allowed 31 points to Virginia? They're not even ranked. You're ranked first in the league. Alabama deserves to be there. Alright, here are my games. My predictions for some of the games, because there are a lot of college football games. 22 Texas taking on Oklahoma. Texas wins. Coastal Carolina taking on Louisiana Lafayette. Louisiana Lafayette, I think, will come away with a win after Coastal Carolina crushed their last opponent. Number 4, Florida taking on number 4. 21, Texas A&M. Florida coming away with the victory with Kyle Trask leading the way. Virginia Tech, University of North Carolina. North Carolina beats Virginia Tech, moving into the top 5 for power rankings, going from 8th to 5th. Virginia Tech falls out of the top 25. Texas, Iowa State. Iowa State is looking great. Iowa State takes the leaves with the W. Tennessee, Georgia. Georgia's going to lose Tennessee's demolished Tennessee's parade. Winning the game 27-14. UTSA versus number 15, BYU. BYU 54-23. Arkansas Auburn. Arkansas got the first win against an SEC team in 21 games. Or 21 years. Long time, though. And they're parade. Alabama, Mississippi. Number 2, Alabama is going to go into number 1, Alabama, against Mississippi after this, because Clemson taking on Miami, number 7 ranked Miami. This might be one of the biggest games for Clemson all year. I think Clemson will win, but it's going to be a close one. Number 5, Notre Dame taking on the Seminoles of FSU, Florida State University. Notre Dame comes away with a W. Missouri taking on LSU. Number 17 ranked LSU. LSU is going to come away with the dub. Still going to be top 25. I'll say top 15 after this. Now, thank you for listening to the RPO podcast. Be sure to follow me on Instagram @TheRPOPodcast, and we'll catch you on the fly.